Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
If you're lucky enough to have some money to spare and have received proper financial advice, you'll be aware of the growth of private as opposed to public stock markets. Private markets contain less well-known companies which do not float on the stock exchanges and are therefore not subject to filing quarterly returns or some other rules. But according to Elkstone's State of Private Markets report, the giant private equity houses such as Blackstone and KKR are getting the lion's share of all investment flowing into these private markets, to the exclusion of the smaller players. Carl Rogers is the Chief Investment Officer for Elkstone. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, can you tell us what you mean when you say that large private equity groups are getting the guts of the investment into private markets?
Yeah, of course. So it's a theme that we're seeing right across all private market asset classes, whether that's private equity, infrastructure, private credit, and so on, where we've seen a real flow of funds into what's called the mega funds or the large brand name. And really, this is driven by investor sentiment. Right? Fundraising is a function of where do the investors want to put their money. And over the past couple of years, with the change in the macroeconomic conditions, we're seeing a real sense of risk aversion. And a flight to the brand names, and that's really coming through the fundraising stats over the last couple of years.
And that can't be good for you guys.
Well, I think, yeah, relating it to Ireland, you know, these mega funds, they don't exist locally. So the economies like Ireland have much smaller funds. They're not getting the global private capital funding, and therefore it's imperative that the likes of state capital and local private capital is really enabled to invest into their local economies and the local funds to drive the ecosystems forward.
How have these private markets performed for investors? Like, what sort of regular returns can be achieved in the private markets?
Well, one of the real investor drivers is what's called the private market premium. So depending on the asset class, there's been a significant level of return above and beyond their public peers. For the likes of private credit and the likes of private equity, there's been about a 22-year track record of outperformance. That has slightly changed, which I'll touch on, but there's similarly outperformance versus the public peers in other asset classes like real estate and infrastructure over the last 15 years. Coming back to the current public market outperformance, that's really a function of a concentrated portfolio and an investor sentiment and psychology as well in the Magnificent Seven. So a very, very narrow subset of companies have driven public equity markets. Although we do expect that to revert back to the mean. And I think the volatility that we've seen in the markets over the last quarter provides an example of reversion back to the mean.
Okay. So, I mean, if you had bought some of these technology stocks, including the Mag 7, as you were saying, you would have made a lot of money on public markets, but you reckon that they might have peaked.
It's difficult to say whether they've peaked or not, but they are very expensive. And there are other asset classes that now look relatively more attractive than they did pre-2022. So what do I mean by that? We're in a higher interest rate environment, and interest rates have a significant impact on market attractiveness, both in equities and credit markets. So one of the main back-of-the-envelope pieces of math that investors do is they look at the earnings yield, which is the inverse of the price-earnings ratio. So it's earnings divided by price. That's coming in at about 4.5%. So we're saying that the equity markets, the stocks that make up the equity indices like the S&P 500, is providing an earnings yield of 4.5%. You then compare that to what you're getting in the credit market, the likes of the 10-year Treasury bond, and you're getting a very, very similar price.
So especially over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're seeing is in the public markets, of course, on the back of the recent news in terms of China and the US, we're seeing, again, significant optimism within the public equity markets, and prices are coming back towards the highs. All that's doing is making other markets look a little bit more attractive, given the high valuations and the concentrated nature that public equities are finding themselves in.
Where do private markets come in when it comes to getting behind Indigenous Irish companies?
Yeah, that's a great point. So In Indigenous Irish companies, they're really the core of the ecosystem over here. The one of the main features of private markets versus public markets is the sheer size. There is about 4.5 times more private companies than public companies that operate at the 100 million revenue level. That's a statistic for over in the US. But most Irish companies are not publicly traded. Therefore, the only way to invest into them and help with their growth is by investing into them privately. And what we're seeing is there's been a very significant trend of companies staying private for longer and the number of public companies reducing over time. There's now about only half of the amount of public companies versus 20 years ago. What that means from an investment perspective and why we're very kind of bullish in Elkstone about private markets is a lot of the value creation is now locked up in private companies, and that value creation is happening for longer periods. So in order to access that, the only way to do so is investing via private markets.
Mm. When it comes to Irish property, could private markets do a bit to kind of stoke up investment?
Well, I think it's incredibly important, going back to one of Elkstone's core focuses, which is helping to invest in and scale Indigenous companies. The other one is really focused on trying to provide some relief to the structural supply deficit that exists within real estate. So absolutely, there's a big call for, again, both state capital and local capital in order to carry through developments and provide supply to the overall ecosystem to help reduce the deficit that exists.
What can private markets tell us about the wider health of the economy, be that here in Ireland or in Europe or even worldwide?
I think it goes back to that idea that when we think about public markets, we think about the Amazons, the Facebooks, and the very largest out there. And that's a very, very small sample set. When we start thinking about private markets and private equity markets, we start bringing in all of the other firms that exist that are really operating locally and provide a real sense of the on the ground finger on the pulse. And that's one of the reasons why the likes of the two firms that you mentioned previously, KKR and Blackstone, they believe that they can provide so much value to their underlying investments because of the size of their platform. And the amount of underlying investments that they have, they're able to get a real sense of what's going on the ground. What we're seeing, which is probably the most relevant thing right now, is consumer sentiment to soften a little bit. And that's been one of the key drivers of spending and keeping the markets quite high over the last couple of years, despite the negative macroeconomic backdrop.
Okay, Carl, thanks very much for helping us. That's Carl Rogers, the Chief Investment Officer with Elkstone.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.